Accession number 31444, Mr. Fred Gosling, Reel 3. Now, we're talking about your time on this SDML 3515, it's HMS Osby Shore Station at Portland from March 54. So tell me, what kind of duties, what was she actually doing? You know, so when you went out during the day, what would a typical, was it a patrol? What was it?
Yeah, it's like a patrol. Round the races and all that, you know.
Was it round the harbour or round outside the harbour?
No, outside the harbour. You just got to see in it.
So how far distance?
We used to go down Jersey, Guernsey, Falmouth, Torquay, all round there.
So quite long patrols.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So how long would it take you? How long would you be out for?
You'd be out months on it. Going round there.
But you go back to Portland?
Yeah, you go
how
back.
How often?
Oh, after your trip and that, you go back. Like, you go to Guernsey.
So how long would a trip be? A
couple of weeks, I suppose.
And what were you doing on the patrols?
You're just doing ASDICs and that. Yeah, the blokes would be doing ASDICs for you.
Anything
doing
else you're doing?
No, not really, no.
So was the ASDIC going, you know, was it ASDIC surveillance, if you like?
Yeah.
And was the ASDIC going most of the time then?
Well, only when you went to sea, because you had to lower it.
No, that's what I mean. When you went to sea.
Yeah.
And so,
sometimes you just go out with the subs, you know, because you had the Maystone down in Portland, and the subs. When they used to go out, you used to go out with them, just to give them experience. Now, because they used to lay on the bottom.
What were those like, those exercises?
They used to lay on the bottom, didn't they? And watch you go past, and then go back in the harbour. And then come out when they thought you'd time for you to come in. They should do that regularly.
And could you find them?
Oh, yeah. You could find them a lot of times.
And did you practice the depth charges? I mean, what?
We fired the depth charges. We'd done that down in Torquay.
Now, what was your job on the ship?
They rolled up.
I should have asked you that.
Just a seaman.
Now, what did that mean? I mean, were you on the depth charges?
No. They had special. The blokes all trained.
Torpedo operators. Yeah. I know
they were all trained and all that. Yeah.
So, what were you doing?
Cooking.
Were you mainly cooking?
Yeah, mostly cooking.
Anything else?
No, lookout and that. You'd be lookout and
all that. What was lookout duty like?
Well, you go out there and they'd tell you lookout over shipping and all that. Anything was coming along and anything there. You'd be there with binoculars looking all around.
On the bridge?
Yeah.
Now, how did you all get on the launch? Because it's a small crew.
There's a couple of, you know, you ding it all with. Then always a fight there with them.
Who were they?
They were seamen.
And what was the problem? You usually
little niggly bits, you know, like you'll say something you say somebody else, and then it just get mixed up. Then you start be calling liars and all that then. Then that's when it used to blow up like that. Then after time it just a blow and it's all forgotten again.
Did you have any good pals on there?
Oh, yeah. A bloke named Hutch, he used to do all drawings. An artist. Cool, he could draw anything. He used to do all cartoons and all that all the time. And he was bloody great.
Anybody else?
Not really, no.
How'd you get on with the skipper? Was he a midshipman or was he...
No, he was a two-and-a-half ringer. Lieutenant Commander. That's all he was.
And what was he like?
He was all right. Nice bloke. You know, it sounded like he treated you like one of the lads, and it.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, I couldn't tell you what his name was.
What about the midshipman?
he tried to be one of you, you know, like to learn things. He wanted to learn, you know, so you had to teach him.
Now, what about other parts of life? So, I mean, how would you manage your washing, for instance?
Well, when you got back in harbour, you had it like on the dock side. You had a canteen and a shower room. You just go out there and do your washing in there, in buckets.
So would you do your shower and everything?
Yeah.
So a lot of your facilities were ashore?
Yeah.
And what about at sea? Would you wash in a bucket at sea?
No, you wouldn't do that.
You would always do it at shore?
Yeah.
So what would you do? You never lived at shore, though. You were always on the boat.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a race between us and the submariners who got to the washroom first. Because when they come ashore, they used to stink. But they had the same jersey we had, you know, the white big polo neck jerseys. And theirs was black and ours was a bit white. And they used to stand in the shower fully dressed.
Now, anything happened? I mean, you're there quite a while, aren't you? You're there a year. You know, anything happened? Any incidents that you recall?
No, not there. Not with that one, no.
So, just going in now to port, quite quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, you're there until, you're there till April 55. So, you know, it's just over a year. And then back to barracks for a couple of months, April to June 55. Anything there?
No, it's the same old routine in the barracks, isn't it?
And then you go on your first gunnery course.
Yeah, that's at Whale Island.
And what course was it?
That was a GA.
GA means?
J3, you know, gun layer's armour.
Now what exactly is a gun layer?
What they went up there as a queue.
What's a queue?
Well, quarter armour. And what they do, they tell you, they put you through all the different tests. Then they tell you what you're going to be. If you're going to be an aimer or a loader, a breech loader and all that.
Now, what are these tests like? They're aptitude tests, then, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you do marching, and you have to go into workshops. They give you a lump of metal. You have to make a vice out of it. Now they give you like a file, a hacksaw, and like drill and it.
So
out of a block, you have to make a vice out of it.
And what they're looking for? That's to see how good you are.
Yeah.
And any other aptitude tests?
No, I suppose. You know, like they take you on the gunnery range and all that. Take you up there, like, to see if you're going to be marksman and all that. Firing rifle, firing the old Bren gun, stripping guns down.
But you weren't?
What?
A marksman?
No.
So that's why they put you on as a gun layer armourer?
Yeah.
Now, what is a gun layer armourer then?
Gun layer's armourer is... you're doing more, you know, like you aim the guns and that. Yeah, you know, like you're either laying them or
you're training. Take me through the training in as much detail as you can remember. There are two parts. How do you train as a gun layer?
As a gun layer, they take you out on the gun range, is that? Well, in Portsmouth.
Now, what's the gun range?
Well, where they got their guns on the seafront, you know. In Portsmouth, it's at Fraser. Fraser Battery, they call it.
And what guns...
They got Bofors, all Bofors up there.
That's what you trained as a gun layer on.
What you do, you fire out the sea. They got a target out the sea, and that you fire out there in the sea.
Now, what are the skills of a gun layer, if you like? How would you, you know, if you see what I mean? What are you learning?
Well, you got how to, like, if you're aircraft, shooting aircraft and that. You know, you aim, your target is to get them down, isn't it?
So how do you aim it? I mean, what does a gun layer do?
Well, you've got two. You either got you're the train or you're the layer.
Now you'd make it a wheeling.
Yeah, well, you got like a handle.
Explain it, but yeah.
It's like a handle, and you wind it like that, and whichever way you want the gun. If you go backwards, it goes one way. Go forward, it goes the other way.
And what about up and down?
You got the other bloke sits there with the up and down lever.
So which are you, or do you both? Either or.
You take it. Yeah. As a gun layer,
and how do you know which altitude? Do you work it out, or does someone tell you what elevation and
No, you do your own elevation, because if you're aiming at a plane,
you work it out yourself.
You've got your target thing. See, on the Belfast, there's different.
We'll come to that.
Yeah, they've got different like things to there on what you got on the Belfast, isn't it?
So how do you manage it? I mean, how do you do it that?
Well, you've got like a spider's web when you're aiming, and you're looking at the spider's web. Then they'd like the gunnery officer behind you, they'd tell you when to shoot. They'd watch the range. They've got range finders, you know. And you just shout out, they say, gun lower on, you say target and all that.
When you've got it right.
Yeah. When you got it, you think you got it.
And did you take to that?
Oh, yeah, great. I loved firing the guns.
And what about firing the guns? You wouldn't actually do it as a gun layer, would you?
Yeah. Would you? Yeah, you fire the guns.
You actually fire?
Yeah.
When you're
the one who fires them, yeah.
And how do you do it?
You just got a trigger.
It's not a foot pedal, then?
No, trigger. You pull the trigger, Nick. It's good.
And what's it like? What do you think of the noise?
Well, you don't hear it because you've got your ear things on.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did you have ear defenders?
Yeah, your ear defenders and your helmet, your anti-flash gear and your helmet on.
Now, tell me about the anti-flash gear. Tell me about all these protective gear. So, the hearing, did it actually protect you?
Not really, because you've got blokes now, they're claiming for deafness now through the gunfire. It was just like ordinary ear muffs on. And
like headphones.
Yeah, but you could still hear the guns going.
Did it take the worst, the crack off it, or?
It take a bit of it, not a lot, because you know, the both us fire so quick, you got it repeated all the time.
Now, so that's hearing. What about the anti-flash?
The anti-flash is like as a white hooded thing. You put it over, it covers your face, up your nose and mouth, and your eyes. You just got your eyes open.
Anything else?
Oh, you got your gloves, anti-flash gloves coming up to your elbows.
Is that it?
Yeah, and your helmet. You had a helmet.
What kind of helmet? Is it a British?
No, it had no brim on it. It was just like a crash. You know, like the motorbikes have, like a crash helmet.
What about reloading the Bofors?
You had a bloke who was there. He was a quarter.
Take me through everybody. What did everyone do in the gun tech? Because would you learn everything, or would you just learn your own job?
You learn your own job, really. But you learn how to load a Bofa.
So how do you load it?
Well, you've got like a lever, you pull back, then push it forward again. But on the Bofas, you've got clips of 5 shells. What you do, you drop them in the breech. You drop them down.
One at a time?
No, drop the whole clip in. And as the clip goes, you've got to keep on...
Sorry, I meant how many clips at a time?
Oh, only one clip at a time. All you do, you get on taking them out of the rack, but there's somebody behind the rack loading them up.
So it's just a repetitive action.
Yeah. The ammunition comes up in boxes, metal boxes, and you've got the bloke who takes them out of the boxes and fills your racks up. And then like you've got the bloke, the breech, who loads the breech up. He's just dropping them in.
One by one.
Yeah.
So that's now tell me, so anything else about the Bofors you had to learn?
Well, how to maintain, change the barrels.
Tell me about that.
Well, change the barrels. You've got a special tool. You know, you turn the barrel, then it slides out. The whole barrel slides out.
And what other maintenance?
Well, breech. You have to clean the breeches. Make sure the.
How do you do that?
Well, that you don't do it. The bloke who's trained does that. He's a special. No, they're trained to clean the breeches and all that.
Was there any other job you had? Any other route maintenance job?
Yeah, painting them, keeping them clean, make sure they're well oiled and that.
Now what? That's all the gun layer part. Now what about the armourer part?
Well, he's the one who does all the breech and all that.
So that's part of it. That's the one who does the
yeah, thing. He does.
So you're learning all that as well.
Well, you learn it while you're training that, but then when they pass you out, they say, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And that's how you get your, that's how you start off.
So which were you?
I was a gun layer. I was GL3, then they changed it.
So you didn't do the armourer part? Did you do the armourer
part?
Yeah,
you still do that.
But you were selected as a...
gun layer.
Is that better, do you think?
Well... I think it is myself, yeah, because you've got more on your plate, really.
Was it more fun?
Oh, yeah.
So, anything else about the course? What about the discipline at Whale Island? Because some people have talked about...
It was strict.
What way?
The parade ground was all stones, pebbles. And when you marched on that, you had to march round and round and round. And there was a bloke, the parade officer, was a Lieutenant Bagley. Well, I met up with him in later life on the Belfast. He was our gunnery officer on the Belfast. After meeting him on the parade when I first started in Whale Island. And he was a right bastard.
But in what way?
Well, he used to stand behind the shed and wait for you, blow his whistle, come here, that raging. Then he used to take you into the shed. And there's a mirror there, and they say, now look, stand and look in that mirror. And you have to stand and look at the mirror, and then go, now look above your head. And there's a sign up there. As a tree is trained, so it will grow. And he goes, can you see that? And you go, yes, sir. Remember that. Now get out there And as he walked out the shed, he blowed his whistle again. Why didn't you double? Everything was double this and double that. Yeah. But I met him later on in life.
Now, what did you think of him? Do you know his first name?
It's Cyril.
Lieutenant Commander Cyril Bagley.
Yeah.
Now, what was he like? I mean, obviously, he seems to be the right swine there, but what was he really like?
After we met him on the Belfast, he was our gunnery officer on there. He was great, you know, because we met him at like the association thing. When the association, I said, I remember you, when you was officer of parade in Waylon. He said, oh, did you, really? I said, yeah. He said, what do you think of me? I said, you're the right bastard. And he went, oh, thank you very much. Yeah, he was good at
going. He was meant to be, I suppose.
Yeah.
Did you understand that was what the game was?
Yeah.
By then.
But you see, you got the GIs, you know, out there and all.
What were they like?
They were right pigs. Really pigs and bastards.
In the same way?
Yeah.
Now, anything else about Whale Island?
No, because the first time's hard, but the second time's easier.
So you were there till October 55.
Yeah.
And then you come back to Victory Barracks just in October.
Yeah, it was like a stopping off shop there.
And then you go to St. Vincent, and I don't know what ship that...
The ship's company, that was. No, that's a Stonewall frigate, they call him. It's a barracks for boys.
That explains it.
They call them Stonewall frigates.
Now, so where was she? Oh, hey,
it's on Gosport.
And what was it called? Boys. Was it a boys' school?
Yeah, it's a boys' training. Yeah, underage. They're boys' seamen. It's when they're underage and when they join the Navy.
Now, what were your impressions when you arrived there? I mean, were you wanting a ship? I mean, you know, or what did you think?
Well, I thought, you know, getting over there, coming out of one barracks, going into another, I thought, oh, blimey. But I landed up with a good number there.
So what was your job there?
I was in the captain's house.
Now, tell me about that. What was your job title?
Well, it's just ship's company in the captain's house. There's only me and a marine in there, and a nanny.
But what did they call you? I mean, were you a servant or
No, you're just ship's company. You had to wait the table.
Well, tell us what your duties were.
Well, you looked after the garden. You know, he had a big garden. You had to go and maintain his garden. Then your duties were to look after, like, if you were on duty that night, you have to wait on his wife and his, like, the kids and him.
At the table?
Yeah, at the table.
Anything else?
And it's funny, because if you hadn't done it before, you get lost. Yeah, you serve drinks on the right, something on the left, and you get mixed up. You don't know what you're doing. You go, oh, God, the hell. Yeah. Well, you go, the other side. So the captain's wife, her father was supposed to have done the Nuremberg trial, but he died. I can't remember what his name was.
And how did you get on with the skipper, with the captain?
It was good.
What was he like?
Good.
Do you remember his name?
No, I can't think of him. Probably got his name on the paper upstairs, isn't it?
And how did he treat you? I mean, did he treat you as a servant, or did he treat you as a sailor?
As a sailor, yeah. That was nice. But you used to get the POs. Like, I used to ride through the barracks on a bike to get the shopping, you know, in the barracks and that. And you used to get the GIs. They had the captain's, they called it Captain's Alley by his garden and that. Well, the GIs used to take the men under punishment on the alley, and he wasn't supposed to be in there. I used to ride through on the bike, and he's just shouting, you know, come here. Because you was an able seaman then, and he's just think you're just a little trainee. You just shout back at him, you know, and all the kids just be right glad over that.
What did you think of the boys? I mean, what were they like? How'd you get on with them?
Well, you didn't see much of them, you know, being in the captain's house and it, but you used to watch them under punishment. He used to put them through the punishment and it. Poor little sod, you'd see them. Then you see him do the mast, you know, climb the mast and that button boy and all that.
And you hadn't had to do that?
No.
What do you think of it? I mean, the mast...
Not where the button boy has to stand. I wouldn't do his job.
Too high for you?
Oh, well, no, I don't mind height. Because on the yacht, I used to watch the mast on there.
But you wouldn't want to stand on the button.
Oh, no, not the button. Poor. There's only a little rattle he holds on up to the head.
Do you think they were well treated in the train?
No, they wasn't. They was hard done by them.
They what really, do you mean?
They made him suffer.
What, worse than you had?
Oh, yeah, you could see them, you know. Only little kids just left home, didn't they, really?
Were they overly harsh, you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Mind you, it's probably done them good. Because some of my mates, they were at Ganges and that. And they used to tell you about their life and it. But they turned out good.
Now, anything else about your time there? I mean, it's a shore station, but anything?
No, it's just old captain's house and all that, really.
Now, after that, you seem to go to Torquay.
Yeah, that was the frigate.
It's a frigate. No, yeah. Right.
Now, but there was a brand new frigate off the ship. We went to Belfast to pick that up. In Harland and Wolves.
Now, what happened when you went there to pick her up, you know?
Well, we went from barracks to Stranraer, then crossed from Stranraer to Larn. And we went into Harland and Wolves to pick, you know, it was a brand new, I think they call them Leander class.
Now, what's it like to pick up a ship? What state was she in when you got her?
Brand new, just come off the slips. They'd done the train. No, we went out a few times and then she kept on breaking down. We'd come back in port and it. But once it was all done and that, we took her over.
Now, what sort of problems, what sort of teething problems did you have?
Engine and all that, I see all the time. Every time we went to sea, the engines kept on breaking down.
I mean, would that leave you wallowing about, or was it just that there'd be problems?
They could get it going, you know, keep going in it, but the speed wasn't there, nothing. And they used to keep on coming in, having it done. In the end, when it was all fixed, we went straight to Portland then.
Now, tell me what the ship was like. What did you think of the Leander class?
Well, it's the first one of their kind, and it the bow had a bow in it, if you know what I mean. The bow was high, then it dipped before it get to the bridge and that. So it's supposed to be for the weather, but it seemed to come over more. You know, as it dipped under and that come up, it took more water on.
And what do you think of the ship generally? What armament did she have?
4-5. She had the big, the old turret.
Twin?
Yeah, twin turret.
And how many?
Only that one. Then they had both of them.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Any anti-submarine?
They had the old Asdics and all that on it.
And depth charge?
Yeah. No depth charge. Just, well, grenades we used to throw going. No, she had limbos on there, sorry.
Limbos, yeah.
Yeah. There's a fire over the top of the ship. Sorry, yeah. They had limbos.
And what about for comfort?
Comfort, very nice. Good there.
So what was your mess out like on her?
Mess was nice. All pros and that. Very good. You still slept in hammocks, though.
Well, you wanted to.
Yeah. We still had the hammocks there.
And what about the size of the ship? I mean, you've been going from one end, from sublime to the ridiculous, aircraft carrier, motor launch. Mm. Now you're in between. What do you think of that? It's a frigate, is it?
Yeah, frigate. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Well, it was good. You know, I was the GDO site operator.
Now, what does that mean?
It's you're on the it's a site, a gun site on the bridge. You swivel it around now.
Now, what does that do? Tell me how it all works. It might be a bit complicated, but you know.
Well, the GDO, it goes like you're pointing, like it's a sight on a stand, you know.
Do you know what it stands for, GDO?
Gun direction something. And it's got a big glass face on it, but like binoculars inside it. As you trained it round, like with these handles and that, you could up and down it. But that give them, in the gunnery room.
On the 4-inch?
Yeah.
4.5.
And that told them near enough, you know, what you was looking at, you know, where the guns
were. And did that
trained.
Train the guns?
Yeah. That trained the gun, mate.
That's an important job.
But you didn't fire it.
But that's an important job.
Yeah.
And what skills, was it difficult or was it just something you had to do right, you know?
It was something you had to do. They just said, Rollo, you're GDO site operator. He went, oh, good. Went, what's that?
So you hadn't been training?
No. But when you went up there, they showed you, said, this is it. You look through that.
And you didn't have any trouble from the sound of it, with it?
No. No, it's good.
Now, so what? That was your that your action station?
Yeah.
So what about other jobs, a cruising station, if you like?
Well, you'd be on deck, you know.
So you didn't have another?
No, that was it.
Now, so what was routine like on her for you?
Quite good. Very good on me.
Can you explain the watch? We haven't really talked about the watch. But you'd be on watch by then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, we was Captain F. What, the Captain F of the flotilla.
Do you know the number of the flotilla?
I know the ships. I don't know the number.
Okay.
But we had the black funnel. Yeah, black band on the funnel on it. We had the Whirlwind, Wakeford and Wizards with us. They was our flotilla. We were like med patrol then. We used to have the Red Hand of Derry on the funnel.
Now, so tell us about the watch system. How did the watch system work?
Well, you had port and starboard on there, and you'd get your different watches, dog watch, morning watch, and all that.
And how did that all work? I mean, so what did that mean if you were on watch? I mean, how did...
You'd be looking out and that. Or you'd be standing by in case anything happened. You'll be the duty watch on the watch on it.
And did you mind the watch system? I mean, could you sleep properly with it? Because you switch around in the dog watches, don't you?
Yeah, the middle watch was the worst one.
Why?
Well, you never got no kip, did you? By the time you got, you'd have the first watch and you get the middle watch.
Now, did you have duties cleaning the ship?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about cleaning it. Is that scrubbing? What is it? How do you...
Well, it's mostly painting, keeping the rust off of it and that.
So you weren't scrubbing, there wasn't much deck to scrub?
No, it was all metal deck.
So what would you do with that? Just
wash it down with the hose, innit? Because they put new gripper plates on them.
What are they?
It was like sandpaper. You'd peel the back knob and stick them on the deck for gripping it.
So tell me about painting ship. Is that painting all of it or just bits of it?
No, all of it. You paint all the ship, battleship grey.
How do you do that? That sounds like a hell of a job.
It's better than being on the carrier, painting hanging over the side on the carrier. When we were on the carrier, you sang over in nets. On there, you sat on stages and painted. It was easier. That was not bad.